Now, this is the beginning of Channel 1 Over and a continuation of Visit with Ms. Guthrie this Friday morning, the 16th of October, 1970. This is Channel 1 Over. This is Channel 1 Over and a continuation of the Visit with Ms. Guthrie this Friday morning, the 16th of October, 1970. I think the tractor man has gone on, and Ms. Guthrie is threatening to go on home and get some groceries. But she doesn't, and this is Channel 1 Over, and a continuation of the Visit with Ms. Guthrie. She does stay for lunch this Friday morning, the 16th of October, 1970. Channel 1 Right, and a continuation of this Visit with Ms. Guthrie this Friday morning, 16th of October, 1970. Channel 1 Over.
I got to run and fix dinner for tomorrow, you know.
Are we going to have some of that jello in just a minute?
I suspect I better run on. I got to go to town and get something to fix.
Well, you have plenty of time. Now listen here. You just can't run off.
I suspect I better run on. I got to go somewhere and get some stuff and
thank you, ma'am.
Get back and cook for tomorrow.
What is that hammock you were talking about? That's on the other side of the lake and where we was?
Long hammock.
I don't know. But is it long hammock?
Long hammock. Yeah, that's right on down towards River Styx. Our cow pen is near about in long hammock. Of course, y'all didn't go to the cow pen.
I want to go down there.
You got so many things to show us. So many things around there that I didn't know about.
Long Heaven. That road was just a little rough, wasn't it? That's fire road. Fire.
Mm-hmm.
Lane, what do you call it?
Well, now.
But it wasn't so bad considering the cattle trumpet all the time.
And it was so dry.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Now, how'd you tell us that you went to Lock Luther?
You go on down like you was going to Mr. Dodd's, and there's a wooden gate to your left, and you go in there and go on. I wish you could have happened up to the house last night about 9 o'clock. I bet you'd never guess what happened. Marvin was up under the house.
Yeah.
There was a possum under there, and I bet he stayed under there an hour trying to get that possum out.
Is that right?
He didn't do like a fella I know. He was living in a rented house. He was building him a new house, and he was living in a house that belonged to the contractor that was building his new house, and staying at a good new house built. It was out in the country, and it smelled a polecat, and kept smelling it, you know, and he wondered where the polecat was, and he finally got under the house. House was pretty well closed in underneath, and dark under there, you know, and he got his flashlight, and he could see the polecat way back off over there in the corner or something, you know. He got his shotgun and decided to get that polecat out of there. He crawled up under the house. He eased up there with the flashlight, you know, and he finally got a dead aim, and he shot the polecat with the shotgun. And of course, all that dry dirt under that dust was that way. He couldn't see anything for a while. He wondered whether he got the polecat or whether the polecat was going to get him. Finally, the dust cleared. He got where he could see. And he saw the polecat still laying there, so he eased on over there and found out the dogs or something had killed the polecat before, and he was shooting at a dead polecat.
Well, why? How come that possum under your house?
He just went up there. He went up there and got a hold of some eggshells. I guess I'd throw them out of doors, and he had them piled up. And the old black boy don't eat all of his supper I give him, and he goes up there and he eats bread and dog feed and all. And he got up there in them pipes, and Marvin crawled up under there. I told Marvin he ought not to kill that possum.
At 9 o'clock at night.
Well, what harm was he doing?
Well, he was afraid he'd get to the chickens.
Oh.
He ought not killed him. If I knew, I thought he was after an armadillo. If I knew it had been a possum, I wouldn't have let him kill him.
Now that was under the house?
Under the house.
You could have brought him in. You could have made a pet out of him.
Oh, no, no, no. No, ma'am. I'm still on the outside.
I want you to tell him about that dog that come to back to life with those pills, Miss.
Dog that come back.
Yeah. Last time I saw that dog, he was hardly pull himself along.
Mm-hmm.
And then when was it? Friday when we was over there.
Mm-hmm.
Why, that dog come up and
he helped Marvin get the possum last night. I didn't do a thing in the world to give him some garlic pills.
Mm-hmm.
I just can't believe it.
But they was. How'd you get on to them pills?
How did I get on to them? I don't know. It's been so long. You can get them at. I think it's called a Better Food Store. You can't buy them everywhere. But I got Lula to give me some. And I heard that garlic was good for your kidneys. And so he's been down before, this dog has. And I give him garlic pills. And it brought him out. It don't take but a dose or two.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know the...
Now, this old dog is an old dog, and Marvin figured it was the prostate trouble he had.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's the kidney.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, over in Italy and that country over there, those people can't hardly eat without having garlic on everything. They put garlic in all their food.
Well, I use it lots. I like garlic toast.
Yeah.
I do too.
Well, now, those samples you gave us was right pure stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Taste don't, it's a little hard to get used to the taste.
I like it.
Oh.
I like it. And you know, that's as fine a thing as you can take for a cold.
Uh-huh.
Just pure garlic.
Yeah, pure garlic. I use it so much. I use the garlic powder, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I put it in cornbread lots of times. When I have fish and going to have hush puppies, I put it in my hush puppies. And every once in a while, I take me a garlic pill if I think I'm going to take the cold. Break it up.
Oh, really?
Well, guess I better run on.
Oh, enjoy the visit.
Yeah, and if you decide you want to get back into farming again, well, let us know if they come.
That's right, he will fix him up.
Did you ever know him?
Ma'am?
Did you ever see him before?
No, ma'am.
All those things.
Is he a Rush?
From the Rush tractor. That's Donald Kelly. Is that right?
Down at Reddick. Down there this side of Keller.
Yeah.
Used to be.
Yeah, that's where he is. That's where he is. But you know, Guy was looking at a... something to do some heavy plowing with, since he didn't know whether he could get any custom work done. Bush and Bog. An old used one. Are they high?
What does he want for an old used one?
I don't know. Ask Guy. Oh, he's not the one you looked at.
Now, he's the one, Mary. He's the one that you'll deal with, this Rush tractor.
They're the only responsible tractor farm people that I have run into. And if they sell you something, they'll keep it going for you.
They will.
Yes, sir. They're the only ones I have run into, and I haven't run into all of them, you understand? But it'll simplify your life if you deal with them.
They have come up here in the middle of Sunday afternoon,
yeah,
or late at night when we've got something broken down.
Yes, sir. They'll get you rolling. And they won't send the boys out here. They'll come out themselves. Red Smith and those, you know, the fellas that run it down there. They'll come out here and work on your equipment. They ain't too good.
Yeah, but don't they charge you for it?
They don't charge anything like it. Some of them charge.
One of the times I remember a guy had to have something real desperately for the tractor, and if the store was closed, and he called Red Smith, and Red said, I'll go down there and open it.
And furthermore, if you go down there, they know who you are, and they'll talk to you. Yes, it ain't like what you said about the...
You know what they charge Marvin for a mowing machine blade? $20. The Ford people.
Yeah.
$20.
Well, now, the price of the implements, you know, that's high anyway you get it. But what I'm talking to you about is the
service.
Yes. The damn thing ain't any good to you unless you can make it go.
That's right.
And you know what he offers to do? He says, we'll send it up there and you can try it. Well, now, they're the only ones that do it for me. I bought that old Alex Chalmers tractor from the Florida Motor Company there on South Main. He brought it out here, and the man dumped it, and he come following pretty soon, and I had to write him a check for it.
That's right, same day or the next morning. That's right.
Yes, get out here.
And they brought a tractor up here, I remember one time, and left it a couple of weeks.
Yeah.
You know, try it out. See if you like it.
Try to make a crop.
Use it.
Yes, they said use it. They like yours. Well, I didn't have much to use it for, but I at least got to see how it worked.
Now, I'm telling you, these Ford people in Gainesville, I've been out with them a long time.
Well, they'll sell it to you, and they don't know themselves.
And this your fella down here, this your man, what's his name? You call him Jarhead?
Jarhead.
His old brother that I wouldn't buy nothing from him?
Yeah. Jarhead.
Now, he's worse than a Jarhead.
He really gets anointed these days. I understand.
So he gets anointed.
Yeah. Since you reported on him, I asked around and they said yes, he was that way a good part of time now.
Freddie Woods said you couldn't even catch him sober.
Oh, that's too bad.
It is. He's so... Yes, that's too bad anybody has to be like that. I don't blame anybody for drinking liquor or anything if they want it, but they don't have to talk like he did and carry on like he carried on.
He just out of his head running. Well, I tell you, he's, when I first noticed him, when I first came down here, oh, he would fix anything. And he didn't rob you. And he'd even come over to your house, and he used to come over here at the house and fix my stuff.
Well, not only could he fix things outside, he could just fix your refrigerator or your stove, you know.
I wonder how his daughter puts up with you.
Yeah.
Too bad.
I don't blame his wife for leaving you.
She's nice.
I don't know anything about her.
She's a little sandy-haired girl. He married her in the army. She's English. She's the one who used to work down there at the drugstore. She worked down there at the drugstore several years.
She did?
Yeah, when it was over across the street. I don't believe she's been there since they brought it over. Got the new one. I don't think so. I don't remember seeing her over there.
Well, he is a sorry somebody.
Well, who, you haven't got anybody to keep you going, have you?
We got that fat Mr. Williams to come fix the hay balers.
But that's just a favor. He's not in business.
No.
I mean, if you break down again, you might not be able to get him.
That's right.
Nobody at Hawthorne?
No, sir. Nobody I know of.
And Mr. Dodd's too busy.
And independent.
Well, you know, I think he is independent.
He's just all for himself. Yeah, I don't think he even cares anything about his family.
Every now and then he seems to work, find somebody, he works with him for a while.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I forget who it was. Some fella over there, Island Grove, he made hay for a now and then.
Pinner?
Pinner. You know him?
Oh, yeah. Yes, sir, I know him.
Where does he live?
He lives out the other side of Island Grove. Out there on the, close to the Monk Farm.
That's Sarah's place?
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
See, she knows everybody's face.
No, I don't.
But she won't let on if she knows anybody.
Yeah, he used to make hay for Mr. Pinner. I heard somebody say that Mr. Pinner quit him because he didn't like that rotary cutter. I don't like that either.
I don't know. I've not had any experience with it.
I don't like that there grass that's cut with that rotary.
What does it do to it?
It's too short and trashy.
Oh.
Oh, yeah.
So Mr. Penner got somebody else?
That's what I heard. Miss Dodd called me yesterday and she wanted me to go over and see her new cabinet tops and her sink and all. Said she had got them.
Oh. She's been a long time getting them, hasn't she?
Been a long time getting them.
Did you see them?
No, ma'am, I didn't go. She said they were invited out last night to a barbecue and her and Verma thought that they would get away just them two and the kids and go to the barbecue, but she didn't know what to do with Grandpa. I said, put him in the car and carry him with you. I said, it ain't gonna hurt nothing to carry him with you. Just carry him along with you.
That's right. You enjoy the trip?
Sure.
Yeah, I was over there. I've not seen much of him, but I was over there once after he got back from the hospital. And he's a great talker. He entertained you, wasn't he?
Yeah. Sure was.
Does he do that all the time?
He sure does. What does he talk about?
Well, you see, I just was in there just a few minutes.
She says he's kind of off.
Well, you know he is. As much as he's
mm-hmm. Says he talks all kind of talk.
He talking pretty straight then.
but it wasn't about anything particular, you know, just sort of general talk. Well, what he said first, I remember very well. He said, some people won't die. But he says, when you get good treatment, the way I got up to the hospital and out here, you don't want to die anymore. That's what he said. I remember. But he didn't, you know, stay on that.
Well, Miss Dawn was talking about him being there, you know, and I said, well, he won't be there long. He'll take an ocean to go home. She told me they'd sold this place.
Oh, so he can't.
That's what she said.
It gets complicated, doesn't it, down there? Everything I've ever, I don't know anything about it. I've just heard it, and I didn't understand all I heard. But all I've heard him say about Orlando, it has been complicated. Everything's mixed up.
Yeah.
And they sold the place, that service station, and then the people are suing them for some reason or other.
It's the most complicated thing I ever heard.
Yeah.
It really is. The people are suing them.
Suing them. They're suing them. Don't ask me. I can't get it straight. But,
she told you that.
And I haven't seen enough, you know, to really.
Y'all just talk this minute. I want to be back. All right. I don't hear the trail.
Okay. Yes, I never get it quite straight, but it's. But I'll tell you one thing over there that really is something, is all them pets. I never saw a household that liked pets the way they do.
I never did either, and they got something that they couldn't run fast enough to get to me. And it, that old monkey.
I don't know how that monkey, why they... If I had him, he'd bite me, chew me up.
Did you know that he would get right on the table and take his old nasty hands and wipe his behind?
You mean where they eat? No, just on the table.
Put it
like
in
that.
A pie or cake or eat out of the dish and then lick it off and then scratch his behind and do it again. I'd kill him. I wouldn't have that nasty. No.
Well, you watch monkeys in the zoo. They always reach back there and scratch me.
Why, sure. I wouldn't have that nasty thing. Mm-mm.
It wouldn't do them any good to wash their hands, you see. Because they're going to reach back and scratch themselves. They do have the pets. She was telling me one time. But you see, when I'm over there, there's so many things happening. I never get it straight, really. About a owl. No, you're the one that had the owl.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, they had some skunks.
I know of that, yeah.
Well, give me the straight of it, if you know it.
Well, they just had a bunch of skunks.
Untreated, unaltered.
Mm-hmm. And stunk. They the nastiest thing. I think they finally turned them out.
Yeah.
Let them wander off.
She said one morning, oh, I forget where it was. You was over there. You come in for some reason or other. And she had those skunks out. Cleaning up their cage or something. Well, I forget how it was. And, no, I can't tell what it was, but she said, she told it because you were in on it too. With them
skunk. I don't think the skunk ever... Was you ever over there when the skunk messed anything up?
No.
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 I don't think it did, but it's right on the corner. It looked like it would all the time.
Do you think that a grown woman like that could have something that nasty around her children? Them's the nasty things.
I like pets, but I have found that pets takes about as much time as another family.
Mm-hmm.
You can raise a child on all the time you'd put in on that grandpet.
Yeah. Well, I got one, and that's my dog, and I didn't want her. My brother brought her there and dumped her, so I have to put up with her, but I don't want no pets. No pets.
You mean your big dog?
No, my little dog, no. Cindy.
Yeah, Cindy. Well, Cindy don't bother
anything. No, she sure don't. And you knew she's just as watchful. She knew last night that possum was out there.
She let on.
Oh, yeah. She barked and reared and made Marvin go out there with her.
You know, I looked in the paper and I never did find what it was that you had heard on the radio that day where the police officer's wife got into trouble.
You never did see? Well, that's what Marvin's sister said. Marvin told me. I asked him, and he said he heard something other about it out there at the university. And I said, did they assault her? And he said, that's what I heard. But
But they got in the car.
Well, yes. Pulled a car door open at a red light and got in the car.
Well, now, what do you do to guard against that?
Keep your car doors locked.
Can't keep the car door locked. Too much trouble. And the windows up?
Well, that's what they said. Said keep your car door locked.
Yeah, I saw that a lot of times. And then just at the wrong time, you'd have your car door unlocked.
Don't fix any lunch.
Well, we're going to have a little bite, and you know, we don't eat. We won't eat unless you come over here and eat.
I want to know when you're going to have some of those new peas.
Bud just would tell me, you know, I went home and I had cooked hot biscuit.
Oh, I'm so mad at those people in Nicanope that held us up.
And fried some ham.
Yeah.
Don't tell.
And we had lunch already.
Oh, I'm so mad.
When she called and said y'all weren't coming.
I would have come. I didn't have anything to do. What was it, Faye? You had to do something.
Well, I had to go to the beauty parlor, but the
I didn't have to go, did I?
No, but the thing about it is they held us up down there in Nicanope all
time
until it was so late. We were going to just follow you on over.
Yeah, we were ready to come on. You know, we were doing the same thing you were, seeing where that road went.
But I didn't think about you fixing your lunch, you know. I mean, I would have...
Well, I just warmed it up.
I was, I'm glad they've got that fixed up. Here for you, could go through there, but it was dusty. I felt sort of guilty. Them people live along there, and every time you...
Well, we have some Wood. Do you know him? Wood? He used to live... between Micanopy and Evingston on the highway.
Yes.
Yeah, he lives out there now. And
he does.
Ask Marvin to let's come by in there and see if we could see some of them, but there weren't nobody home.
Lucian would.
Do we?
Lucian?
Yeah, I believe so.
What's he doing now? Same thing?
I don't know. I think he's working up there at International Place in Gainesville.
He's a mechanic.
He's a good one.
Well, aren't to get him to help you around there.
Well, he's always busy.
I don't know anybody. I don't know anybody. That's one reason I don't do any more than I do. If I break down, I got nobody to call.
Well, we had the same way.
Well, it's not a matter of, not being able to pay them. You hate to pay them double prices, but it's just you'd be glad to pay them if you could get some.
That's right.
That's right. You're not looking for bargains. You're looking for, you pay the full price.
Marvin told that fella, he says, don't worry. He says, I'll pay you. And the more we talk to him, the worse he talked.
Who's that?
That fella he
was. Oh, yeah, Jarhead.
Jarhead.
Yeah.
I sure don't blame his wife for leaving him.
No. No, she put up with a whole lot.
Ms. Mom, I got the key thing.
What's that?
Oh, shit, sometimes. It's the Nigger Spangled Banner.
The what?
Nigger Spangled Banner.
The Nigger Spangled Banner. Where in the world did you get anything like that?
It's, you know the Star Spangled Banner? It says, "Oh, say, can you see by the dawn's early light how we sit by the creek for them fishes to bite? We as non-working niggers would nary a care. Cause they're sending us that welfare. They mails us the check. We don't pay it back." And it goes on. And on.
That sounds like, what's that Cadillac song? That sounds like that Cadillac.
Yeah, and it says, we as non-working niggers, we don't pay no taxes, we don't make no goods, we just raise more niggers away back in the woods. That's so cute. That's about right, too. They pay us to vote and reward us to sin. And the government keeps that welfare coming in. You white folks work harder and get richer and bigger. Each dollar you earn is supporting a nigger.
You know, Miss Daisy's not on welfare.
She's not.
No. She's on Social Security.
She is?
Yeah.
Well, good.
Just like white folks.
Uh-huh.
She don't believe in welfare.
She don't.
Oh, I down there one time. She and Bessie talking about it. Bessie's on Social Security too, you see.
I guess she gets a pretty good check.
I'm not
imagine it helps out. Oh, she don't want to spend much, I don't guess.
And you know, he doesn't believe in these stamps, food stamps either.
Those colored people way back, and I mean, you know, like Miss Lady, they could live on their little, couldn't they?
That's right.
Yes, sir.
If, but you know, people can't live on a little bit nowadays.
No.
The way that food and clothing and taxes, and of course, I don't suppose she has to pay any taxes or anything like that.
Yes, she owns her house. She owns her house. She doesn't pay tax on it.
Daisy owns her house?
Yeah.
I thought that belonged to the Richardsons. Well, sir, I thought she lived on the Richardson place.
Well, she used to. Cause she lives right down here now.
Mm-hmm.
They don't have anything good. No, they, Jim Alter built it and they paid for it. Her and Ben. Cause I used to see Granddaddy, that's what they call him, you know.
Well, does Ben live with her now?
Except he goes down, he there's no work for him around here, so he goes down to, you know, Naples and down in there to work.
He does. Don't you reckon he does that to keep him from knowing what he does?
They mail him his welfare check, his Social Security down there.
They do?
See, he's on Social Security, she is too.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty good, isn't it?
Well, you know, they were separated for years.
I had heard that they were when, but up when they lived up there, at the junction, they were living together.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
It was after they come down here.
Mm-hmm. That's right. That's after they got too old to vote.
Oh, really?
They were real old, both of them. And I think they separated when she lived over here by the Richardson. By the
under that big tree.
Uh-huh.
Faye, didn't you hear Miss Flora mention that once?
She said she had talked with Daisy, you know. Ben was sort of a dandy, and you know. And she talked with Daisy about, you know, putting up with a lot of things. Daisy had to put up with a lot of things. That's about all I heard
it
say.
Who was that?
Flora.
You know, she lived over there across the street. Road from her.
Yeah.
And she's fond of Daisy.
Oh, your granddaddy had to step out now then. Ben. What did they call him?
Ben.
Old Ben?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you can tell by the way he wears his hat.
Oh, he gets that angle on it. Old black hat. You see, Faye, she's seen so much of this going on. It's like an old story. All this whole community.
Yes.
She look at him. And she think what they were doing 10 years ago, you see.
Miss Miles, did you notice the bracelet on the man's arm?
I was going to ask, it was opposite me, and I just thought he had a bracelet. I was going to ask you, did you see it? What was it?
That's something that the people are wearing now for arthritis. A friend of mine over on the other side of the Townsend Cemetery, I saw her yesterday, and she had on one. And made mention to her about her pretty bracelet, and she says, "Oh, that's one of them old rheumatism bracelets my daughter brought to me from Ocala." And I said, "Well, you reckon it'll help?" She says, "I don't know whether it will or not, so I'm just wearing it." And that's what that's for arthritis, rheumatism.
I never heard of it.
I never did either. But it must be brass. Is brass and copper the same thing?
No. To me they are, but I don't think they are.
Well, it must either be brass or copper.
You know what came in my mind? That bracelet, neck band for a dog. It keeps the fleas down.
No, it's something they wear for rheumatism.
Not medicine. Not medicated.
No, I wouldn't think so.
How do you keep the fleas down with dogs around?
Marvin brings some stuff home and a gum, and he washes down that place. You know, when I was telling him last night, when my old chickens were running around in the yard, their heads were black with fleas. Fleas just eat them up and did kill some of them. But we shot them up, and I thought sure we was going to kill the chickens because we naturally fogged. Even sprayed them, but we got rid of the fleas.
You mean when your chickens was running out there all over your place,
their heads was black with fleas. You couldn't go to the edge of the house with what you got covered in fleas. And since we shut them up, we've got rid of the fleas.
Well, how'd you keep them out of the house?
They got in the house.
At night?
Yes, sir.
You know, I used to, that's one of my earliest recollections, sleeping with fleas on me.
And my little old dog just get covered with them every time she went out of doors. And they carry them in the house. But when we shut up the chickens, we got rid of the Mr. Fleas.
One little flea can just make you miserable all night.
I know it.
He crawls, and you reach down there and try to mash him. And then he's quiet a little while. And about the time you're getting quiet yourself again, and he starts crawling.
Yeah.
And they can't bite. Big whelps. Yeah. Oh, man, those fleas. I have great respect for those fleas.
You know, I'd rather have a mosquito.
Yeah, anytime. He'll sing. He'll buzz.
Sort of tell where he is.
Those cattle flies, you don't have much trouble with them, do you?
Oh, yes, I do. Oh, yeah. Look here what she... Ooh!
I will get me some steak knives. Some knives here. Gun?
Well,
I'm going to work on your... that thing, so just use these out of the can.
Oh, yeah.
Cold bread and cold biscuits for Miss Mary.
Yes, and after she cooked hot biscuits for us.
I know. Well, we're just sitting here chatting so much. I don't know how you make your tea so good, Miss Mary. Mine is never that good, but that is an instant tea, but it's too strong. If it is, I'm putting
it. Well, maybe she doesn't make it. Maybe Marvin makes it.
That is, and you sugar it.
Yes, ma'am, I sure.
All we have to do is just pour it up.
Yeah.
I don't know why I haven't got it since.
Well, this is nice. I didn't expect to have a party.
Sure, we have to have a little something to chew on. Miss Mary's here. Did you ask her what you ever used magnolia leaves for, guys? Were they ever used for medicine?
Magnolia leaves?
No, ma'am.
Like I heard something about it.
Uh-huh. They made them funeral decorations. We used to get the magnolia leaves. Shipped them to Jacksonville to Dr. Dukes, and that's what they did with them. They made funeral decorations and Christmas decorations and wedding decorations. You better come on. You're going to be left.
You got it? I mean, shipped them to Jacksonville.
That's right.
Dr.
Dukes. D-U-X.
Is that right?
Well, I never knew. Well, I got the idea they were using for something else. And you just gathered them, got them around, took them off the limb, just the leaves.
Yes, ma'am. Sawed the limbs off of the tree, and then sit down and picked the leaves off the limbs and packed them in a sack. The way we done it, we had to take us some palmetto fans and put them in the sack, you know, where it would be kind of flattened out, and pack them in there and sew them up and ship them.
Crocusite.
You sure gonna have to tell me how you do this again. I'll forget though.
I write down.
We'll go over and make some sometime. Say,
you're not going?
Yes,
it's delicious.
I keep thinking about these things.
I've done everything except get rich.
Well, I believe it sometimes.
I ain't never met. You got rich.
Well, it took a pretty good. You didn't do that all by yourself.
Oh, no. Mr. Guthrie and. There'd be a whole crew of us.
Oh.
We made good money at it.
Oh, really?
Sure did.
And there'd be a whole crew out at it. How many was in the crew?
Oh, I don't know, Mr. Guthrie. You would hire colored girls and colored boys, you know. And the Saps, they lived over here on the Geiger place. Not in the big house, but over there. And we got them. And there'd just be a whole slew of us out in the woods gathering magnolia leaves.
All at the same time? And you keep at it a day or two?
We'd work all the week.
That sounds like it might have been sort of fun.
It was. You sit down in the seat in the shade and just pick off them big, nice magnolia leaves.
And have good talk. Just people to talk to.
You better come on. We just are stuffing.
You know, a lot of times, you have more fun if you got something to do than if you're just sitting around doing nothing.
That's right.
That way, you don't have to go visiting. You already done your visiting.
That's right.
And made some money? Well, you'd have to take your lunch.
Yes, ma'am, we eat our lunch.
That'd be like a picnic.
And go out in the woods wherever there's magnolia trees.
Get the plum loaded with red bugs.
Swallow a pinch of salt.
Is that right?
That's all. I learned that out in East Texas oil field. I was out there with a friend of mine. We went by that dairy one time. He reached over and got some. I said, what do you get? Well, he said, it's pinch of salt. I said, what's it good for? Well, he said, it keeps the red bugs all over. I haven't been bothered with red bugs since. I gotta go out there in the woods and everything. I just take things off. And I think it'll keep fleas and things off.
I bet it would. I just bet it would.
I wonder if there's not something you could feed a dog, cat, chicken that would do that.
No. But I wish I could find out something you feed your chickens to keep the mosquitoes off.
Oh, yeah, you have trouble there.
Don't you know the mosquitoes eat some up at night?
No.
Sure do.
With all them feathers?
Sure they do. I've never seen anybody just sit up and watch anybody eat good food like that that don't take effect on them.
Well, these things we talk about, I don't know about, you see. I get interested.
Oh.
Let's see. No, sir.
I tell you, it takes him such a short time to eat his lunch. I have a bother. He just pours that goo in there.
Same thing every day.
You got a one-track mind about what to eat. See, why I need you over here to eat with me?
Yeah.
Well, all he eats is the same old stuff.
Same old stuff. Oh, you got bread.
What's the matter? You don't like this? No, you can't eat it.
I eat that at night. I just eat that much a day. I tell you, if I'm working, I eat it. But I haven't done enough this morning to say I'm working.
No, sir. I write down what I do.
I sure wish you would, because this would be nice for me to fix and take out.
Yeah, it holds up. I mean, it doesn't melt.
It don't have to be refrigerated, does it?
Keep it in the mind, but
I can't do it. I can't remember. Clark Rollison. I bet he could tell some stories.
I bet you could too. He's a big old somebody.
Oh, is he?
He looks like he's... He could just nicely take somebody down if they messed with him.
You know, it's easy to forget. All of us used to live a rougher life than we live now.
Mm-hmm.
I remember I never did just lay down a piece of wood. I sewed it down. But I got so I lay it down. I busted a whole lot of wood throwing it down, but doesn't seem to matter. And Marvin, you see, he lives sort of like a dandy now compared to where he used to.
Oh, yeah.
I imagine his hands is soft.
Oh, no.
He works enough to keep them in shape.
Well, we used to wrestle them old steers and didn't think anything about it. That's different. I think even animals have it easier now than they used to.
You know they do. Because they don't have to get out and get it, it's handed to them.
That's right.
Yeah. They don't get the rough treatment they used to get.
That's right.
People used to treat them rougher. Yes, sir. So,
you think how many hard roads is, I don't say paved, but how many hard roads has been made by mules? They used to do all that with mules. Clear the right of way and all.
Yeah.
I don't believe there's as many mules as used to be, is it?
Well, then they hardly are. And the ones that have forgot how to work.
Well, I'll tell you. The country, the people who live in the country might be softer, but I've never seen anything as soft as the people who come out here from town. Boy, they can't even walk across the grass. You know, they walk like they're going to step on something. It's terrible.
You got to walk on concrete. Yes, easy to forget some of them things. Well, you know, them cars we used to drive. I remember old Model T I used to drive. The steering wheel was small, and it was hard to turn.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember you go through the bottom or go over a bridge of any sort, and the bridges were narrow, most of them then, and they'd all have a place where you'd hit it with your wheel. And I know you had to be careful that you hit the bridge.
Mm-hmm. Sure did.
And you didn't want to bust a tire when you hit it.
Well, now you see, you don't have to worry about all that anymore. You just sit up there and drive with your little finger. You know, that Marvin's Cadillac drives pretty good, don't it?
Pretty good. To be a new car.
Mm-hmm. It had a little roar in it. I didn't notice it till y'all talking about it.
But that thing, it never give us a minute's trouble. I just just keep on looking every day, and I was so mad about it, you know. When he bought it, I called it Old Father Joe. Got a quad at him about it. He didn't give him a bit of trouble. But it's going to go down some of these times. Bound to. Didn't think that old.
100,000 miles? It sits pretty good.
Do we?
It sits good. Comfortable.
I feel like I'm going to fall out of doors when I'm in it. I don't know why, but I just feel like I'm going to fall out of doors.
Well, we were sitting there in the back seats, you see, and you were sitting up there in the front.
He's so proud of that old car, ain't he?
I bet you get good mileage.
Good mileage.
That's what I think about.
Yes. Yes, sir. Now that's something you have to find out, like a cow, you know, a good cow has got his one head good gas. That mileage business. You just try it out and you see about the mileage. You know, you're talking about trouble. This week. Faye had to have a rear end put in her car. What happened to old one, no time. But it got to roaring just like Marvin's car.
Well, where did you get it done at?
Where she bought it. At the Cadillac place.
You'd be surprised I got it done there. Better than I'd have got it done somewhere else.
Yeah, she got a friend up there. He watches out for her. If it wasn't for that, it should go broke with that car.
Oh.
Oh, yes. Oh, my. Now one of her front tires has got a bulb on it.
I'd take that down and get it
fixed. I had to take mine in and get it fixed. I found that little tack in it. And that whiskey bottle didn't have a thing to do with it. So that sort of keeps you busy. Just keep
absolutely.
Just keeping your stuff running.
Mm-hmm. But you know, that's what we pay for having to go somewhere else and work. Have to keep the... Well, even if I go to the grocery around here, I've got to go in the car.
Yeah.
I can't just walk across the street or road or go in my garden.
Yeah, it's just not quite so far. Not clear across the county.
It'd be nice if we just had a little commissary around the corner and had your garden and didn't have to keep two cars,
yeah.
A truck and a car or something like that. That's where our money goes.
We have to have a car on account of our livestock. I mean the truck. We wouldn't have a car if it